pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Sign up today using promo code SGPN and go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/dog to enter our bonus contest. 5 winners will receive shirts, hats, and a $50 SGPN gift card. We're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com. Use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. You are listening to an FA Cup fifth round special version of the EPL show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network. And also at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. And also, finally, be sure to follow my other X account. That one is at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. That's important because I post free plays on that account. And not only that, I also post my profit and loss spreadsheets. That's the most significant reason to follow that account, because many, many cappers are not tracked and transparent and don't know what a spreadsheet is. But I post mine every single month. In fact, the pinned tweet on that account is always the P&L spreadsheet from the latest month. And you can scroll down and find the rest, or you can simply head over to lockbetting.com, which is an easier place to find them. I encourage people to look through those, do your due diligence, do your research. If you are thinking about signing up for my additional picks, I have so far delivered 127, soon to be 128 months in a row of transparent and track profit. That means I'm 4 months away from saying I haven't had a single losing month in sports betting in 11 straight years. 11 years without a single losing month. All the spreadsheets are there. As I said, the pinned tweet is the latest one. You can see that. That's January 2024. And that one is good for over $3,000 of profit, £3,094, which is just shy of $4,000 once converted. That was bolstered by NFL futures. We have an incredible futures record of just over 81%. We landed over 14 units from our NFL futures and capped it off in February by going 13-5 with our Super Bowl card, which will appear on the February P&L that will be posted just after the weekend. So February will replace January. But as I said, all the spreadsheets are over at lockbetting.com. If you have any questions after you've looked through them, you can simply shoot me a DM. My DMs are open on the X account at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX, and be a part of the journey as we shoot for 129 months of profit, straight profit, 29 months in a row of consecutive transparent and track profit on the service. So let's move on to these midweek FA Cup round 5 matches. These are going to be very, very interesting because we'll see where the FA Cup is prioritised for the likes of Liverpool and Manchester City, who are battling on several fronts, while the likes of Chelsea, Manchester United and Newcastle, they don't have a lot else to play for. I would say that all three of these teams are now out of the Champions League conversation. Manchester United suffered an absolutely brutal loss at the weekend, whilst Aston Villa won their game at home to Nottingham Forest. Manchester United now travel to Nottingham Forest, looking to stay in the FA Cup. Now, that game will be covered exclusively over on BetMUFC. So that is not going to be one of the six FA Cup games that we do cover here on this show. Nottingham Forest versus Manchester United will be covered exclusively over on BetMUFC. However, we will cover every single Tuesday game and we'll cover every single Wednesday game other than that Manchester United tie. Before we do that, let's have a quick look at the outright markets, where they have Man City as the 2-1 favourites to win the FA Cup once again. Liverpool won the Carabao Cup at the weekend, are 3-1 to lift this trophy. Then it's a big jump to three clubs at 8-1. Man United, Newcastle and Chelsea, who were all just mentioned by me. They are all in this cluster at 8-1. We then have Brighton at 14-1. We have Wolves at 22-1. Bournemouth at 25. And Leicester of the Championship then come in at 33-1, with both Leeds, Blackburn, Nottingham Forest all priced up at 50-1. It's 66-1 on both Luton and Coventry, while Southampton are the rank outsiders to lift the trophy at 80-1. So I think, as I said, it will be interesting to see how Liverpool and Man City approach this. Liverpool looking for a quadruple, Man City looking for another treble, or you could say they're looking for their own quadruple as well, if you count certain other tournaments like the Club World Cup. But either way, the FA Cup is probably the bottom priority for Manchester City, I would say, who are looking to get back-to-back Champions Leagues and four Premier Leagues in a row. Whilst Liverpool, now that they've won the Carabao Cup, it'll be interesting to see if they can get any extra players fit for their game on Wednesday at home to Southampton, or are we actually going to see the kids who managed to beat Chelsea, which drew a lot of criticism for Chelsea, actually starting the game? Are they going to continue to bolster the Liverpool squad or even make it into the 11? Or are we going to see the likes of Nunes and Salah available for the game at home to Southampton? The price tells you for that game that the bookies aren't quite sure what Liverpool are going to do when it comes to team selection for that one. So we begin on Tuesday with Bournemouth at home to Leicester City, where Bournemouth are the 8-15 favourites to win this game. It's 7-2 on the draw, and Leicester are the 9-2 underdogs. I would have given Leicester more of a chance in this game if they'd held on to their lead against Leeds on Friday, because that would have ultimately, in my opinion, ended the Championship season as far as who was going to win the league. It would have been a foregone conclusion if Leicester had opened up that much of a significant gap that they would have been the champions. Now they find themselves being clawed back by Leeds. So they now need to take the league super seriously again. No room for complacency. And that means that you can't really now go all out in the FA Cup the way that you could have done if you had won that game and opened up that massive gap. As for Bournemouth, we know that they've been excellent in the Premier League so far this season. They've gone toe-to-toe with the big sides. They've performed above expectations. And I expect them to go through here. But I do expect Leicester to at least make a contribution towards the scoring. Now, Bournemouth and BTTS is at a huge price for me here at 3-1 plus 300, given that Bournemouth have won their last three matches against Leicester, including doing the league double over the Foxes last season. Whilst the Cherries, they've kept just three clean sheets across their last 11 home games, while Leicester have scored in 20 consecutive matches in both the league and the cup. So I think Leicester will be good for a goal here, but I think Leicester will be a rotated team that Bournemouth will be able to take advantage of. Bournemouth, for me, are not in the relegation conversation, but they're also not in the European places or near them. So I think that's unrealistic for them. What is realistic for them is a good run in the FA Cup. This is the type of Premier League team who I think will take this competition 100% seriously, and a 100% serious and motivated Bournemouth should be good enough to beat Leicester here in this one. I'm going to take Bournemouth and BTTS at the price of 3-1 plus 300 for my first lean here on this show. Up next, we move on to what I think is a must-win game for Newcastle away to Blackburn, Newcastle's season is really petering out, and the FA Cup is the only real thing that I think can salvage some respectability after having such a good season last season. Newcastle are looking like they are well out of Champions League contention, and now they only have the FA Cup left to play for. They also finished bottom of their Champions League group and are completely out of Europe. They are the 1-2 favourites to win here away to Blackburn. It's 15-4 on the draw, and it's 5-1 here on Blackburn Rovers. Similarly to the last game, I do believe that the Premier League outfit will come on top, but I also think that Blackburn might make a contribution towards the scoring. But rather than relying on that, I am going to just take Newcastle with over 2.5 goals, just in case Blackburn don't make a contribution. However, you will need Newcastle to score 3 goals by themselves. But I'm confident about Blackburn making a contribution and this overleg cashing along with Newcastle on the money line. That's simply because the goals tend to flow at Ewood Park, as Blackburn have both scored and conceded in each of their last 9 straight home fixtures. Newcastle at the moment also tend to be in high scoring games, with at least 4 goals being scored in each of the last 5 games. There were 5 goals scored at the weekend, but unfortunately Newcastle conceded 4 of them to Arsenal, and that defence is looking like it has got significantly weaker since last season, and Blackburn should be confident of penetrating Newcastle. Therefore, I'm quite confident taking this over 2.5 goals along with Newcastle winning. It moves us away from taking Newcastle at the short price of 1-2 minus 200, which is short given Newcastle's form. I would obviously like a better price, and then I could have just taken Newcastle on the money line instead. But it's not being offered up. Newcastle are still the significant favourites to win this despite their recent form. So in order to get a decent price, we do need to tackle over 2.5 goals, which gives us the jump from minus 200 to even money plus 100 here instead for this one. I expect Newcastle to actually be able to score 3 goals by themselves here at a Blackburn team who have only won once in 6 matches since booking their spot in the FA Cup fifth round. Whilst Newcastle, they won by 2 clear goals on their last visit to Ewood Park and should be able to do so again. But if they're going to win by 2 clear goals, they're probably going to need to score 3, as I do see Blackburn contributing towards a scoring here in this game. Newcastle over 2.5 goals is what I'm going for, which again is available at even money plus 100. The final game we look at here on Tuesday sees Man City, the holders, travelling to Luton Town, where City are the short 1-3 minus 300 favourites to win here. It's 21-4 on the draw, and it's 10-1 here on Luton. Luton's survival chances were dealt a huge blow by Everton getting 4 of their points back. So a 10-point deduction is now a 6-point deduction. So Luton probably can't take this game as seriously as they probably would have done before. I think this is going to be a routine Manchester City victory. Even if Manchester City rotate, I do believe that they'll be able to get past this Luton team. But my tack on here is going to be under 4.5 goals. I don't see Manchester City winning this comfortably. In fact, even if Luton are able to score here, we still would need Man City to score 4 goals in order to lose this selection. I don't think that's going to be the case. The last 2 Man City games have been decided by a single goal, back-to-back 1-0 wins. So they're not exactly flowing the way that they previously have done recently. In addition to that, Luton, they've managed to keep games tight and cagey. Nobody has really blasted Luton off the pitch. In fact, 10 of Luton's last 14 defeats have been by a 1-goal margin. City's last 2 victories, as I mentioned, have been by 1 goal, and City only won 2-1 when these sides last met in December. So I'm not looking at a goal blitz here. I'm not looking at City finally putting on their scoring boots and scoring 3, 4, 5 here against Luton. I think City will do what they need to do and get the job done, similar to what they've done in their last 2 games. I'm happy to tackle the under 4.5 goals here. It's a tried and trusted winning bet for us when it comes to Manchester City. It's a good way to take City at a short price, and it moves City from 1-3 minus 300 to 3-4 instead by simply adding on the under 4.5 goals. So Man City and under 4.5 goals is my pick here for this one, and that one is available at 3-4, returning you £175 from a £100 stake. Before we move on to Wednesday, let me take this quick pause to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy. Now, the SGPN are teaming up with Underdog to give you even more of a bonus. And all you need to do is sign up between now and the end of the month, and five winners will receive an Underdog hat, an Underdog shirt, and a $50 SGPN gift card. Sign up today using our promo code SGPN and go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/dog to enter the contest for your chance to win. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/dog to enter the contest for your chance to win. Sign up today with the promo code SGPN and you'll also get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com where you find them in the App Store, and don't forget to register with the promo code SGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. You must be 18 plus and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit ncpgambling.org. Moving over to Wednesday, where we have three games to look at. Three games on the Wednesday slate. Four games, actually, but obviously one of them's over on BetMUFC. So we're covering three of the four. We start with Chelsea looking for a bounce back from their loss in the Carabao Cup final. They're at home to Leeds. And Chelsea are the 8-15 favourites to get said bounce back. It's 18-5 on the draw. And Leeds of the Championship are the 5-1 underdogs. I think Leeds will rotate here, and I think Chelsea will take this game super seriously. They were humiliated. There's been a lot of negative press based on the fact that Liverpool's kids came on and beat this team in extra time. And Chelsea did not push the pace. They did not put them under any pressure. It was one of the worst 30-minute periods played by a group of billionaires in history. And they were rightfully criticised for the way that they played by the pundits and the rest of the media. And they need to bounce back here. Leeds, they got their biggest win of the season, in my opinion, against Leicester. They are now hunting down automatic promotion. And I think a rotated Leeds team will get beaten by a highly motivated Chelsea team here, who have been good recently at Stamford Bridge. And I look for them to take some revenge out on Leeds here. I'm simply going to keep it simple. I'm going to take Chelsea on the money line. I know it's a short price at 8-13. If you don't like it, perhaps you can consider making it some sort of parlay, perhaps tacking them on with Manchester City or some other short favourite to get yourself away from the 8-15. But I'm happy to take 8-15. I self-implement a rule where every pick needs to be better than minus 200. I rarely go anywhere near it. But in this occasion, I think there's big value on the line. So my simple selection, once again, is going to simply be to take Chelsea at 8-15 on the money line to bounce back from that atrocity that was Sunday. And it wasn't an overall atrocity. The performance wasn't bad in 90 minutes. It's not bad to get taken to extra time by Liverpool. They still had a relatively decent team out there. And obviously, Kelleher's goal was incredible for Liverpool. Some of the shots that he made, Chelsea probably should have won that game in 90 minutes. The extra time was absolutely awful. That's what they're being criticised for. Their backs are against the wall here, whilst Leeds, in contrast, they're probably smelling themselves after what they did. Their comeback win against Leicester, I think, is a good spot to take Chelsea here in this one. Up next, we've got a game between Wolves and Brighton, where Wolves are the 6-4 narrow favourites. It's 13-5 on the draw, and Brighton are the narrow 13-8 underdogs. Really tough to make a call here for this one. Obviously, Brighton are the team who are better based on league position and what they've done in recent seasons, but they've been quite unpredictable, especially away from home. And Wolves, they've been very, very strong at home this season, including getting wins over the likes of Manchester City and Tottenham. So I believe that home advantage could be crucial here for Wolves at home. The Seagulls have only won twice in their last 11 away games in the Premier League, whilst Wolves have only suffered two defeats in their last 12 fixtures at home. So as this is close to a 50-50 pick'em, we're going to take Wolves here in the draw no bet market. This pushes if the game is a draw. You lose if Brighton win, but you win if Wolves win. And I'm happy to take that just shy of minus 110. So this isn't quite a pick'em, but I'm more than happy to take Wolves as a narrow favourite. We're going to take Wolves at the price of 5-6, minus 120 here in the draw no bet market to manage to get the win in the 90-minute period against the Brighton team, who have underperformed away from home recently. I know they got to the FA Cup semi-final last season and they'll be desperate to do that again, but this is a team who are looking to qualify for Europe via the league position. They're also in the Europa League. They have other distractions. This is it for Wolves. Wolves are not a relegation contender. They're also not a European contender as well, despite the fact that they did call themselves back into the top half. I think these teams are far more equal than these odds suggest, and especially Wolves at home, I think, are very, very strong. And when you look at Brighton's away form as well, that really just all points to Wolves for me. So Wolves in the draw no bet market, Wolves as a pick at 5-6, minus 120 here for this one. We conclude with what will be a very interesting game when it comes to team selection. It's Liverpool at home to Southampton. The books have Liverpool as a 3-5 favourite. It's 10-3 on the draw, and it's 19-5 here on the Saints. Liverpool's kids showed that they could get the job done against Chelsea in extra time. And I do feel even if they are drafted in here, Liverpool will be able to utilise Anfield to get the job done here against the Southampton team, who have suddenly just had a dip in form. Southampton coming to this one in the wrong form at the wrong time, having lost three of the last four games, while Liverpool unbeaten in 27 matches at Anfield, winning 23 during that run. And whoever they play here, I do believe there'll be enough first team players to see them over the line and will be able to pick up this win here against Southampton. I do believe that this game will feature goals, though, but we don't need to tack on over 2.5 because we're getting such a good price on Liverpool on the money line. We can just tack on over 1.5 goals here instead. So anything other than a 1-0 Liverpool win is a winning bet. This jumps us from 3-5 to 4-5 minus 125, which I'm happy to get for Liverpool at Anfield. Southampton have scored in the last 15 away games, so they may force Liverpool to score two, while Liverpool have conceded in each of the last eight at home. So Liverpool may need to score two goals. And if you like that data, Liverpool and BTTS individually is available at 2-1 plus 200. But we're going to take Liverpool to win the game. We're going to tack on over 1.5 goals, which jumps us from 3-5 to 4-5, minus 125 here for this one. Before we close out with the lock on the show, let me utilise this quick pause to tell you guys about Hall of Fame Bets. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching and start winning with Hall of Fame Bets.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Closing out with your lock on the show, I'm going to go to the tried and tested, the tried and trusted. It's going to be Manchester City with under 4.5 goals tacked on. Man City are the current holders of the FA Cup. And despite the fact I do think this is their lowest priority, I do think they'll have too much for Luton here in this game. But I don't think it's going to be any kind of landslide that puts your 4.5 goals add-on in danger. Man City have won their last two games by 1-0 scorelines over Brentford and Bournemouth, while they also drew against Chelsea in the game before that, meaning City have only scored 3 goals in their last 3 games. Whilst as for Luton, they've been competitive in all of their matches as of late, with 10 of their last 14 defeats coming by just a 1-goal margin. And that includes a home loss to Manchester City in December, which was just by a 2-1 scoreline. Another 2-1 scoreline will cash this selection for us. The Man City with under 4.5 goals gives us a whole range of scorelines that could happen, as long as there are not 5 goals here and Manchester City manage to get through in 90 minutes. This is a winning bet. So once again, your lock on the show is one that we've taken many times. It's Manchester City with under 4.5 goals tacked on, and that one is available for you at the price of 3-4. That's it for me in this edition of the EPL show. Good luck with all your bets as always, and thanks for listening.